Hey there. Yeah, you don't know me, but we have a mutual friend. You are gonna come with me, and we're gonna have a little chat. Hey guys, you don't mind if I steal your friend here for just a moment, do you? Great, he is gonna catch up with you later. You and me are gonna take a little walk. Oh, you want to know what this is about? Here, take a look at my phone here and. Oh, is that you? I thought so. No, you can't have it. If you haven't guessed by now, her mutual friend is Emily. She's my best friend, in fact. Oh, looky here. A nice deserted corner. Where we can talk in peace. Lovely. Why don't you stand right against the wall here where I can get a real good look at you? Oh. Shorter than I thought. Just smaller all around, in fact. You know, Emily had great things to say about you before you turned into a pervy little weirdo. Yeah, she thought you were a really cool dude until you started drunk texting her at 3 a.m. for hours. Let's see here. I want to tear up that pussy. Classy. I'm gonna make you choke on my cock, bitch. Such a gentleman. Fuck you, bitch, for ignoring me. You're ugly anyway. Cute. And then, the piece de resistance. A nice close-up picture of your nasty little shriveled, baby carrot-sized, misshapen twig of a dick. Lovely. You really pulled out all the stops on that one, didn't you? Shot from above, next to a beer can, with your nasty ass bathroom tiles in the background. What woman could resist? Well, I'm sure you woke up, saw that in the morning, and laughed it all off, didn't you? Just some harmless, drunk douchebaggery, no big deal, right? Well, despite your constant texts and voicemails, I'm sure you've realized that Emily has not called you back. And somehow you have not taken the hint. Here's the thing. Emily is such a sweet girl. So sweet. Too sweet. So sweet that she has trouble putting gross little fucks like you in your place. Despite how pathetic and small and twerpy you might be. But I'm not nice. I love putting little fucks like you in your place. I also happen to have a very, very sharp knife right here. So you and me are going to do a little problem solving today. The problem is that you obviously don't have enough blood to supply both your brain and your cock, and it's impairing your judgment. The solution? I think the solution is you do whatever the fuck I say, and you might leave with your balls intact. Oh, honey, I am crazy. You can try to get out of this corner I've backed you into and risk this knife going straight into your cock, or you can do exactly what I say, and we both leave happy. Well, not happy, maybe, but with all our extremities intact. Yeah. Good. Give me your phone. Now. Unlocked, please. Lovely. No, I'm not gonna steal it. He'll get it back in a moment. Pull your dick out, stud. I'm not gonna repeat myself. Now, There's the star of the show. You know, for someone so poorly equipped, I would be less eager about sending pics of my dick out. And boy, are there a lot of pics in here. You really think you're some kind of dick pic ingenue, don't you? Galleries full, Jesus. Well, time to get down to business. Get on your knees. You know, I really don't want to have to keep pointing this knife at you the whole time. Can you just get on your fucking knees? There we go. I'm gonna go ahead and keep my boot on your chest so you can stay right there. I'm gonna need both hands to go through this shit. As for you, it's obvious you cannot control your cock, so I am forced to control it for you. You can try and hide it, but you are very obviously getting a very little, very unimpressive stiffy. And I want to make sure that you get this message loud and clear when we are done. So, you are going to jerk that little dick for me. You're going to come, kneeling on the ground like a pathetic little bitch. And you're going to do it quickly. Because if you aren't done, by the time I'm done going through your phone, you are going to be in a world of hurt. Understand, little boy? My boot pressed against your chest can serve as a little extra motivation for you to hurry the fuck up. Well, get to it, Shrimpy. I'm just gonna take a look through all these lovely photos. So many pictures. So little artistic integrity. You know, Emily didn't want any of these, but I am finding them just so fascinating. You don't mind if I send them to myself, do you? Do you? Well, I guess that doesn't really matter. I'm gonna do it anyway. And so many with your face in them. Interesting. Oh, this is too good. You like a little anal play too? There's nothing wrong with that. Just gonna save these lovely little photos of you using your toothbrush up your ass. Wow. Creative. Are you almost done yet? Oh, harder, loser. I'm almost done here. I'm just gonna take a quick peek through this contact list. Oh, mom, grandma, aunts. I bet they don't like receiving random dick pics, huh? I guess we can always find out. Alright, I am just gonna send this contact list to myself and I am about done. Looks like you are too, loser. Oh, what's getting you off so fast? Is it my boot on your tiny little chest? The humiliation? The fact that I have galleries full of embarrassing photos in your entire contact list? That's it. Oh no, you're not coming on the ground. We're not here to make a mess. Going to come right into your hand, and then you're going to lick it up. If you're going to act like a disgusting dog, you're going to be treated like one. You have 5 seconds to get there before I decide what would be the most fun to use my knife on. That's it. That's it. Look at that. Pretty big load for such a little thing. Well, hesitation will only make it worse. Lick it up. That's it. Get up. Oh, your phone? Looks like it's all broke now. Bummer. Here's what's gonna happen. You're going to tuck your little dicklet back in your jeans. You're going to turn around, walk home. You're going to do some real deep thinking. Maybe jerk off a little bit. Reevaluate your life choices. And you are never, ever going to text my friend again. Are we clear? Great. Oh, and go clean yourself up. You look disgusting.